With the festive season upon us, perhaps you're thinking about the cinema or about theatre. What about the ballet? Because Scottish Ballet are doing their UK tour with that festive favourite, the Nutcracker, and there are audio described performances. Emma Jane is with us to tell us more. Emma Jane, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Lovely to be speaking to you.
And you've got an old favourite back on the road again.
Absolutely. We're back with the Nutcracker and very happy to be back with this production.
More than even theatre, you know, something like ballet really relies on audio description for blind and partially sighted patrons.
There's so much to describe. And as a describer, you've really got to try and keep the story alive, but also bring alive the movements and the gestures and the characters. And I think as audio describers, we're even more immersed in the production than any other version of audio description.
There's some wonderful music, obviously, that goes through the ballet. But, you know, you're not just sort of describing what people are wearing or what the set's like. You're describing the movements as well. So it is really immersive for the describers as well.
Yes, completely. I mean, it's a non-verbal communication. The music tells a story, the dancers, the costumes, everything comes together really to tell the story. And every little gesture can say so much. It's quite a feat to put together an audio description for a ballet.
If someone hasn't been before, doesn't really know a lot about ballet, how do you do the introduction to them? Because if you're describing moves or costumes or things like that.
We always do a touch tour before the performances, so that gives the audience a real introduction to characters, costumes, props, a tactile experience, which is a bit challenging in today's world. And then usually an introduction before the production starts, about 15 minutes before. And that gives even more insight and a synopsis. So we tell the story, we give some details on costumes, sets. In terms of the movement audio description, we don't use balletic terminology really as such, because although there may be people who know balletic terminology, it's not something that the majority of people know. So we find ways to describe the balletic terminology. Ballet is known for pirouettes, for multiple turns, for balances on one leg, for females dancing on point. So we have to use language that creates that kind of picture in people's minds.
We are going to have a little demonstration shortly, just a little snippet from the Nutcracker, but give us a bit of synopsis of the story. What makes it such a special festive event?
Well, it's really the quintessential festive story, I guess. It starts on Christmas Eve. It's so magical. It's about family. It's about imagination. It takes you to other worlds, other lands. It's a real family event and very sparkly. It was fantastic characters.
Let's have a listen then to just a little snippet to give people a bit of a flavour of what they can expect. And we've got the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, which is probably one of the most famous ones from the Nutcracker. So let's have a listen.
The Sugar Plum Fairy walks into position at the top right corner. Along a diagonal, she steps forwards delicately onto point and down again. Step, 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 an unfold of a leg and a shimmer forwards on point. Elongated arms and flicked leg behind. A shimmering run on point, a flickering foot and a soft unfolding leg behind her. She steps backwards onto point repeatedly, beating her foot out, out, out. Opening her arms out to Clara with a warm smile, she runs towards her. Light twinkling steps, a soft bend in an unfolded leg. Light fast steps, a beating pointed foot. Soft drifting runs past Clara, a balance with a leg held behind. Her movements light and airy, a floating spin and a pause at the back left corner.
And there we go, the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. I get what you mean about you're not using like arabesque and plié and things like that all the time. You really simplify it down.
Absolutely. And it's important that we honour the work and honour the movement vocabulary of ballet, because there's no other dance style like it. So it may be that during the touch tour or the introduction, we mention that our approach and our approach is that we're breaking down the steps of ballet. But we do mention on point and arabesque and pirouette, just so that people are aware of the style, really, and try and evoke how those movements are done rather than what those movements are.
Now, you are taking this on the road. I have seen this in Glasgow. It was a few years ago now, but it was fabulous. And the touch tour was great. The audio description just made it such an immersive experience. And, of course, the wonderful music as well.
Absolutely.
Where can people catch the audio described showings of this?
Brilliant. Well, the production has started in Edinburgh, but the audio described performance is on Saturday, the 18th of December. We have a touch tour at 1 and the performance is 2:30. And this is in the Edinburgh Festival Theatre. We move on to Glasgow, to the Theatre Royal Glasgow. And that's on Saturday, the 8th of January. Again, the touch tour is at 1 o'clock and the performance is at 2:30. From there, we travel to Aberdeen to His Majesty's Theatre. And the audio described performance is on the 22nd of January. Again, the touch tour is at 1 p.m. and the performance is at 2:30. Then Eden Court in Inverness, the 29th of January, with the touch tour at 1 p.m. and the performance at 2:30. And from there, we go down to Newcastle, to the Theatre Royal in Newcastle. And the performance is on the 5th of February, again a Saturday, the touch tour at 1 p.m. and the performance at 2:30. And our last performance is at the Grand Opera House in Belfast. And that's on Saturday, the 12th of February, with a touch tour at 1 p.m. and the performance at 2:30.
So lots of opportunities then to catch Nutcracker. Fabulous performance by Scottish Ballet. Of course, get in touch with the venues themselves for more information. But Emma-Jane, if people would like more information from the company, perhaps more on the tours, or maybe they have some questions about the audio description, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can reach Scottish Ballet by phone on 0141 331 2931. And there's also some other information on the website, which is www.scottishballet.co.uk. And I will say that if you are interested in getting tickets, that there is an audio description discount, both for yourself and a family or a friend who you come with. And you just make sure that you say that when you're booking. Can I just ensure all our audience members that we will really look after them when they come to the venue, in terms of if they're anxious about COVID. And all the staff will be wearing face coverings, we'll be double vaccinated, and we'll ensure distancing is happening during the touch tours.
Emma-Jane, best of luck with the performance. Again, really do recommend people go along to the ballet and give it a go if you've never been before. And thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome. We look forward to seeing everyone.